Studies show that 1/4 of women in the United States will experience some sort of domestic violence. The number is higher for immigrant women. Advocates say many immigrant women remain trapped in abusive relationships, unaware that help is available. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports from New York.
3 years ago, a woman who calls herself Begum Khan arrived in New York to live with her new husband and his extended family. She thought she had left the harsh life of Bangladesh behind. But whenever her mother-in-law complained that she wasn't getting housework done, her husband beat her.
I just cry because I was here alone by myself. I have no family and relative, and I don't know what to do.
One day, bruised and cut, she cried and pleaded not to be beaten any further. Her husband threatened to put her in a mental hospital, so she ran off. She returned a few hours later to find an ambulance in front of the building.
Then I saw police all over in our apartment building, and they're looking for me because my husband told them, like, oh, she cutting herself, hitting herself, she tried to kill herself. Then I saw the police and told them everything what happened.
Begum Khan had one advantage many immigrant women do not. She had studied English and could communicate with the police. Eventually, she was referred to the New York Asian American Women's Center, which placed her in a safe house. Tahina Day O'Connor, director of the Women's Center, says immigrant women face two key barriers from seeking help. They usually don't speak English and are dependent on their husband to file for legal residency.
98% of all our women have come in on some legal visa. It's usually with a spouse, and it's a perfect way of having some more power and control over her by saying, I'm not going to the INS. If you call the police, I won't put the paperwork in for you.
Most immigrants are unaware that they can apply themselves. In 1994, Congress passed a law that allows battered immigrant women to obtain legal status without the help of their husbands. Leslie Orloff of Now Legal Defense and Education Fund says the law has made a huge difference. But Orloff says women who came here after 1996 are barred any kind of public assistance.
Food stamps, TANF, Medicaid. You know, if they can't survive economically and support their children aside from their abuser, no matter what kind of immigration status they're going to get, they're still going to go back.
An unmarked row house in New York is home to a dozen Asian women and their children. As one woman cleans fish in the sink, a group socializes in the kitchen, and children work on an art project nearby. Tahina Day O'Connor says the Asian American Women's Center has struggled to accommodate its community, which speaks 55 languages and practices many different religions.
The first few times we had Muslim women coming in, we couldn't figure out why they wouldn't cook in the kitchen. But it's because the Chinese women had stir-fried pork, and they couldn't go into a kitchen that had pork in it. So we learned from that we should get everybody a set of pots.
Whether services exist for immigrant women depends largely on where they are and what part of the world they're from. In New York, the Arab American Family Support Center is the only Arabic-speaking agency dealing with domestic violence, according to its director, Amira Habibi Brown.
This is a very taboo subject. This is not something that our community is willing to deal with or even admit that it's there.
Habibi Brown says the center now provides support groups and is working with clergy in the Arab community to educate men about violence in the home. And this is where immigrant and American-born communities have much in common. While community leaders may agree that domestic violence is wrong, there is resistance to measures that might break up the family. It can be tough to convince leaders, whether they are political or religious, that keeping a family together is not always for the best. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in New York.